Dragon Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
大家好，欢迎收听今天的节目，我是 Jenny。
And it's me, Spencer.
今天的话题我特别的喜欢，而且我觉得很有意思啊。
我很难翻译出来的说法和 things to say, maybe?
就是很难翻译到英文的一些中文说法、
okay.
而且都是我们日常很常用的、很简单的一些中文说法、但可能 it's so rich in culture、in cultural context、就它有很多背后文化的这个概念，所以特别难直接翻译到英语。
Okay, so what do we got? What's so difficult to translate? Let me take a stab at it.
比如说辛苦了。
辛苦了。Good job.Tough work.
so you see what I mean?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
就是可能有英语对应的，但是没有那么好的。There's no, like, exact match.
No, you can't, like, no.
没有百分百。
不能直接翻译，对吧？
对，就不能百分百的把那个情绪，那个意思都convey, 都传递出去啊。So today we've got a very good list of them for you here. 然后当然大家想到什么特别难翻译到英文的中文说法，也可以在我们今天的留言里面告诉我们啊。选三个你自己觉得特别特别难解释给外国人听，特别难翻译的这个中文词，我们看看，我会让 Spencer 试一下他能不能翻译。
好，
大家到我们开言英语的公众号，开放的开，语言的言，看今天的推送就能参加我们今天的留言大讨论啦。好，那前面说到这个辛苦了，我觉得中文里面 when you say to someone 辛苦了，通常就是他可能做了一个很好的一个工作，对吧、
yeah.
或者他一天就算下班好了，你也可以哎辛苦了。这个意思其实就是 it's a form of acknowledgement、
yeah.
a form of
it's like thank you, you did a great job.
对，谢谢他们、是吧，而且就是说辛苦就是You know, you put a lot of hard work. You're tired, 就这个意思。但英文里面你前面说可以讲。
I mean, in that context, I mean, we'd say thanks for your hard work.
Thanks for your hard work. 你们就会说谢谢你这个辛勤的工作，
对
吧？就不会说Oh, you worked hard or you're tired.
No.
You wouldn't say it that way.
No. So when you say that, though, you kind of...acknowledge that it might not have been too easy. Yeah.
因为我觉得辛苦了很常用，比如说今天还是我家一个东西坏了，物业给我来修，后来我说师傅辛苦了。就在那样的情况底下，你也可以说 Oh, job well done, or...
No, I would probably just say thanks.
Yeah, thanks for your hard work.
Because sometimes I think, 有时候我觉得你们说辛苦了就是有点夸张了。
你觉得夸张
Yeah, like, I mean...
对我们来说不夸张，但如果你在英语里想可能有
What I mean is, like, is the job that they really did really that tough, or are you just saying thank you?
就他们也很累啊。就我觉得在中文里面辛苦了 it's both for, like, manual labor, like, 怎么说脑力劳动。
Well, I mean, there have been times where someone has said to me, oh, 辛苦了辛苦了 when I didn't think that 我原来觉得不是那么难做的，你知道吧？
不一定要难做，只是我觉得是 it's our way of showing our appreciation for your work.
But that's what I mean, though. That's what I mean, though. Like, from 从这个角度来看，我觉得是有点夸张了。就不，你不是说辛苦了，因为是很难做的，而你就是感谢他们。
那我们看看另外一个词，我觉得跟辛苦了有点 related、
okay.
啊，有点关联。就因为我觉得中国就是一个我们很讲怎么说讲情面，很讲人情的一个地方。那你如果不说一句这个辛苦了，你可能觉得你情面上不好意思。我觉得这种。人情啊，情面也是很难翻译到英文的。How would you translate that?
Yeah, human feelings.
Human feelings sounds weird.
Yeah, definitely sounds weird.
我觉得有些外国人会说 it's like 关系 right? 关系 has entered into the English vocabulary.
Okay,
it's a little bit about that.
要不你给我一个例子吧，怎么用人情？
就是我们中国的社会啊 how people interact,、I think...人情是很重要的一个组成部分，比如一个人来帮你修水管，或者你的同事什么辛苦的工作一天，你肯定就会说辛苦了，这是人情。
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't really say that too much. I don't know.
好，那我们再看看。其实今天我们就是 we're not looking for answers because the whole point is、
yeah.
these Chinese words are kind of untranslatable but wonderful things, right?
Mm-hmm.
哎，你最近很爱用的一个嘚瑟。
哦，嘚瑟。
这几次做节目啊，老听你说嘚瑟。How、oh, yeah. would you translate that into English?
I mean, that's just like kind of like arrogant and pretentious and full of themselves, right?
Maybe full of themselves is good. 因为嘚瑟在中文里也是比较口语很 casual 的。
Yeah. I'd say more full of themselves.
Full of themselves.、
Mm-hmm.
一个人很嘚瑟啊。
Too proud.
哎，大家在看夜英语就是能学到很多，不要说书本上了，包括字典里你也查不到的特别贴切的真实的英语啊。Mm. 接下来一个很经典的，我觉得这个字就是混。
混。
就是中文里面说混日子
Yeah, to waste time、
或者一个人他也比较可以有正面比较 positive 的比如说哎呀你 Spencer 你最近混得不错呀
You
can say you're wasting time well, right? 混 here means another thing now
You effed it up pretty good there, buddy
什么
You effed it up pretty good there
是一个脏话吗
Yeah
You said, 是说好的吗？我说你比如混得不错，是说你最近什么
？Yeah, you can say
your career, your life, 事业生活都不错。
You can say it like sarcastically, 不是 ，you know, it's not like real. That's what I was saying. It is difficult to translate. I mean, 混日子 I mean, yeah, that's like to waste time.
To like, 混 basically is like muddle through things.
Yeah.
Mucking around 的这种感觉。
是啊。
But it could both mean.Both have negative and positive connotations in Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of positive, I guess we probably don't have the positive side, just the negative side.
所以对，也是，我觉得这个也特别难翻译到英文。然后呢，还有几个我们要说的是，都在这一个范畴里面啊。就是作、嗲、撒娇这三个。
Okay. Okay, so let's start with 撒娇. I like that one. So 撒娇, I mean, that's more of being cutesy girly. Yeah, right, you know.
如果你查字典呢，就会查到一个英文字叫什么 coquettish.
Oh, yeah. We don't really use that word, though.
但是你查字典每一个 你输进去撒娇或者什么的，它就会告诉你 coquettish. 然后你说你们美国人日常不会用这个词是吧
not commonly used like you could use it you know if you like I don't know it's more of like a written word that you might see in a book
比较书面的
yeah 对
你刚刚说 act cutesy
yeah cutesy I mean that yeah pretty much so there's some things I feel like I think there's a lot of things in Chinese where you have like one character that when you when you translate it into English you need a few words
对对对
you can't just translate it into one word
是就是我们中文的一个字就博大精深、yeah. 到英文要用好几个词来解释它、mm. 是吧、mm. 然后你刚说的这个 cutesy 它和 cute 虽然、有点像但意思是不一样的、啊、
yeah definitely
cutesy 更加就是这种、撒娇然后 cute、mm-hmm. 可能就是很可爱比如一个小孩、mm-hmm. 一个宠物都可以 cute 很可爱、mm-hmm. 是吧、mm-hmm. 那 what about 嗲
嗲
It's also kind of like cutesy.
Yeah, it's also cutesy.
And maybe very feminine.
Yeah.
就是，是吧？Feminine 就很女性化的，很嗲。
Mm-hmm.
那作呢？就是说，跟什么一个小孩或者一些女性，她有作的一面。这个英文怎么说啊
？I don't know, Jenny. I think you got me. I think
you got me.
我被问住了。
Now I've seen it translated as high maintenance.
Yeah, I guess that could work, right?
High maintenance, maintenance 就是保养、维护。那如果一个人是 high maintenance, 就是他需要很
a lot of care.
对，高程度的保养、维护，对吧？
对。
So you can say someone is very high maintenance 是一个、形容词词组。
Yeah, once again, you can't translate it into just one word.、You need like at least two words.
好、哎，其实我还能想到很多特别能难翻译到英语的啊、比如说什么，哎，素质，说这个人很没素质。
Well, I feel like with that one, I think that's kind of easier, but you know, you'd say they have no class, They have no manners.
你是说 class 吗？
Yeah, yeah.
哎，那比如讨厌呢？比如我们说一个人，哎呦，你这人真讨厌，或者讨厌。
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, you're so annoying.
就 annoying 这样。
Yeah, yeah. I mean, pretty much. I mean, 讨厌 obviously is to like hate, but...
但你知道有的时候我们用那个讨厌我们不是真的说你讨厌而是一种撒娇的方式
对对对对 It's like, oh, you're so annoying like,
可能英语里面就要配合你的一些 tone of voice、
exactly.
一些语气对吧
Exactly
好那我们今天说了几个中国人日常生活中很常用的词、但是呢在英文里面比较难翻译的啊。哎、你心里有没有这样的词呢I'm sure you have plenty of them.
yeah. What, me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What, to translate? I don't know, Jenny. I mean,
and our listeners, right?
Yeah.
肯定大家有心里有很多啊都希望到都欢迎大家到我们今天的、留言里面来告诉我们、然后也可以互相帮助来翻译一下。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那在开言英语呢我们就会继续带来这些很有意思的而且我觉得是真的很接地气我们中国人用得到的、然后我们中国人会好奇的这些英语的点、希望大家会喜欢不管在我们免费的双语脱口秀还是我们全英语的付费课程里你都会学到、最贴近你需求然后真的是让你有兴趣想要学的英文那大家升级账户来感受更多学到更多吧一年只要629在我们的微信公众号都可以升级 Thanks for listening We'll see you next time 再见
下次再见